It's a bit harder to disobey a verse like Ephesians 4:22 if you have it permanently stamped on your skin. They said, but if we bind these words on our hands and heart in a more literal sense, we will have a harder time ignoring the truth. You think anybody has Leviticus 19:28 tatted on them? In fact, people, listen to this. This just floored me. He says, in fact, people in the New Testament, because they're trying to, you know, encourage you to say, hey, this is a good idea. They're going to give you some examples of people who did something similar. He says, in fact, people in the New Testament often took the words of Deuteronomy 11:18 to the heart. They would literally, by means of phylacteries, strap words of scripture to their foreheads and arms. Who's that referring to? The Pharisees? So they say, hey, we have people in the New Testament who would, they had phylacteries, they would put scriptures on their forehead and on their arms. You're giving a horrible example. They're using Pharisees as an example and as a way to justify getting tattoos. And you know what? People like the Calvinists, people like Jeff Durbin, people like James White, people like, you know, this is Reformed theologian type people who advocate for tattoos, that's what they are, a bunch of modern day Pharisees. Right. Only difference is instead of putting a box on their forehead and putting, you know, the Torah on their forehead, they just tat it on there. They put a tattoo on their body instead of putting it in their heart.
Right.
Kicking it back to the Old Testament, they said. When arguing against Christians getting tattoos, believers can often cite Leviticus 19:28, which seems to indicate that God doesn't want his people to cut their body in any way, piercings, etc., and get tattoos. One, of course, must consider the cultural, contextual clues for this rule. Several of the Old Testament laws just apply to the cultural context, as do some of the New Testament. Yeah, but you know, because God was basically trying to get them to be different from the people who were getting tattoos back then. There's no one like that today. I don't know about you, but as I write this article, I have a braid in my hair, 1 Timothy 2:9, and my ears pierced. But the existence of Christian tattoos can also serve as a reminder that the old covenant in the Old Testament, the one that required the Israelites to follow laws such as avoiding tattoos, has passed away thanks to God's work on the cross and through his resurrection. Yeah, Jesus died on the cross. He resurrected so you can get yourself a tattoo. He died on the cross. Resurrected so you can just cut your body and mark it up and just desecrate your physical body. That's why he died on the cross for us. Idiocy. Stupid.